The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Christmas Eve. This is Tuesday, December the 24th, and we've got one of our very good friends with us today on Christmas Eve, Larry
Christmas
Brown.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I can't believe it is. I know. It's hard to believe. Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's Christmas Day.
And well, actually, we're beginning the Christmas season.
Oh, sorry, we are.
Technically.
Yeah. So Christmas,
it would start
the Christmas season goes through 12 days.
Yeah, 12 days to Epiphany. Yes.
Okay, so we should actually keep that Christmas spirit going through.
We'll always.
Yeah, right. But you're going to do a song today on Christmas Eve.
Well, it's a traditional Christmas carol. You'll hear it in Christmas carol collections. But there's a couple of things about it that make it unique and even controversial.
When you told me this song was controversial, I could not believe it, at least.
Well,
it came upon a midnight clear.
It is a Unitarian Christmas carol, and hence it, and this one in particular, does not specifically mention Jesus or Christ or name Mary or Bethlehem, so it doesn't have some of the traditional elements of what makes a Christmas carol. Now, it focuses on angels, and it implies what the angels' message is about. It's really about the message of the angels, peace on earth. Oh, well, I'm getting into ahead of myself. Why don't I sing it?
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the verses, and I want to share with you a verse that's not often used in it.
All
and
right.
Point out some of
so
that.
So on this Christmas Eve, a beautiful Christmas song. It came upon a midnight clear with Larry Brown.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lays to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. And you beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophet bards foretold, when with the ever-encircling years comes round the age of gold. When peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing.
That is beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. And I wanted to send that out also to Pat Akers, our audio guy, because he said this is
one of his favorite.
Yeah.
There's a verse that was in the original poem that Edmund Sears wrote in 1848, and I want to read that line to you, which I did not sing. It reads, "Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel's strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing." The Mexican War was fully engaged, and he, as a Unitarian pastor in Massachusetts, was involved, of course, in a lot of the weaponry produced for the Mexican War. The Boston Cannons were famous, and he was opposed to the Mexican War. He was in a personal period of depression and wrote this to say, we've got to stop warring and hear the message of peace. Now, he was also an anti-slavery person and wrestled with that issue, as he did later pastorates all up and through the Civil War. But as you hear these strains of the darkness of the weary world and the struggle and the strife, and why don't we listen to the voices of peace? Now, that, in addition to not specifically mention Jesus and the Christ, those two little issues made it a song that wasn't universally accepted as a Christmas carol.
But now it is.
Oh, now it is. It's very much. Although you may often only hear the first verse, or you don't stop and say, oh, what's that verse about the age of gold? Or what's that verse about crushing load and toil? What is he talking about, personal disabilities?
Yeah.
Well, he was talking about social issues.
Now, you also told me the melody was not part of this.
Well, as the case with most hymns. Most hymns are written as poems, and then tunes were found, or they were written to match an existing tune. Now, this was attached to a tune by Richard Willis, which was called Carol, and those two, the lyrics and the tune, became matched, and that's what we hear.
It came upon a midnight clear. It's just beautiful, Larry, and I thank you for spending a small portion of Christmas Eve with us. Anything you want to say to our listeners?
Of course, I stand in the Christian tradition, but I also want to acknowledge that we all can share in anticipation of peace, work for that, celebrate it, and make a difference in the world, regardless of how you approach this season. So it could be best wishes and a peaceful season for all.
All right. Larry Brown, thank you so much for coming by. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for coming out on Christmas Eve. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, we'll be here, and we've got the music of Kathy Barton and Dave Parra, and they're bringing along a couple of friends and visitors. Our program directed by Travis McMillan. Reynolds Journalism Institute audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. If you're going to be out on the highways, please be very careful. And thank you so much for spending 8 minutes with us today. Bye-bye.